my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, hence the witty name of the show. It's Thursday, May 3rd, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe if you're over at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, be aware that that website is purely through the hard work and efforts of our good friend webmaster James. He does it all himself. His website, his time, his money goes into it, and we appreciate him endlessly. So, our phone number, be aware of this, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Tonight we are guest-free. I know we've been doing that a lot lately, just, you know, like once a week or something, but we have such fantastic guests. They spend a lot of time, and we have to strand people, and I know people have called up and, you know, sent me emails and said, hey, I can't get through. So, you know, here you've got 4 hours to give it a shot. 800-313-9443. We got something going on here at the network, a fundraiser of sorts. So basically, here's how this works. If you would like to be to provide donations to the network to allow us to continue to do what we do, you can do so in a number of ways. You can call, and the number is, of course, 800-724-2719. It's listed on the website, a little different than the call-in number. And if you miss any of this information, you can always give Manny a call, and he can pass that along to you. And Manny, as far as donations and things like that, who do they need to ask for or talk with? Sandra? Okay, very good. And for those who don't like the old internet, it's very, very easy. You can simply send a letter or anything you'd like. It's very easy. Republic Broadcasting Network, here's the address, 1015 South Mays Street. That's Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And, of course, the website, as I've already mentioned, republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of ways you can help. Now, if you go to the website, maybe you've been there, I don't know, you can see that there's quite a bit of things on there that you can purchase from the network themselves. Books, there's videos, there's movies, there's all sorts of different things that you can purchase, and it's very easy to do. And, of course, gold and silver and different things like that. Robbie will be happy to help you out with that and advise you on maybe what you need and you know, what you don't need. Good people there at Republic Trading Group. So there are different ways you can help out, and simply just making purchases through the network and simply you know, doing those things. You get something out of it, of course, and we get something out of it too, and that's the continuation of operations. One of the things that you may not realize, especially for you shortwave listeners, obviously listening to shortwave is relatively free other than the expense of the radio. The cost, however, to broadcast is unbelievably expensive. I think at one point John had told me that to run this show on shortwave for all 4 hours is somewhere around like $4,000 a month. So it's incredibly expensive. And I know a lot of you out there are good people, and you like the show, and you like the information, you like the truth. Well, there are things you can do to help out. It's very easy, and just anything you can do to help would be great. For example, Colonel Joe's books are right there at RBN in the bookstore section. So if you're looking to pick that up, well, you could call Colonel Joe, you could pick it up through RBN, and simply help the network out as well. So it's a great opportunity for you guys to do some things and to be a part of what we're doing. Because this is not the kind of radio that has the giant corporate sponsors. You know, it's not sponsored by Walmart or Target or Budweiser or Pepsi or Coca-Cola or anything like that. And odds are it never will be for a number of reasons. Number one, first of all, because they may not want to be affiliated with such content. And secondly, and probably even more so, John Stadtmiller has too much integrity to accept their money. So you take that to the bank. Stay with us. Back in three.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. I got plenty of news sitting here in front of me. But I mentioned I'd like to do something a little interactive, a little different here tonight. Here's what I want to do. Because we're talking about the network and we're trying to certainly make sure all the bills get paid and that we can continue doing what we're doing, I thought it might be a little interesting to do something a little different. And this is provided you're willing to do so. Instead of just talking about news or whatever else, I want you to talk about you. I think you should give me a call, 800-313-9443. And if you're a listener of the network of the show or just a fan of the truth, tell me why. How are you listening? Where do you live? What woke you up? Why do you consider this to be important? Why do you consider it to be crazy? Very, very simple. Just some dialogue, getting to know you, you guys getting to know me. Very, very easy to do. And I think it's important as well. Because quite simply, it's... I myself have been in radio for 14 years now, and I've done all sorts of different commercial work in the radio business all over the country. And there's just there's something that is lacking from that. There's a different point, I suppose. And it's not an easy job, I'll tell you that right off the bat. But as a talk show host, it differs quite a bit. From the commercial side of things, would be doing outros, talking over the, back selling a song. You know, who was the artist? What did they do? And front selling, talking over the intro to a song. You know, they talk right up until the music's or until the singing starts, something like that. Well, you know, it's always frustrating and irritating, but that's how they're supposed to do it. Basically, keep a continuous flow of sounds on the AM and FM dial, especially the FM. For the most part. But you know, I've done it for a long time. And as it says on the website, been fired from every radio gig I've ever had so far, except this one. And it's, I think part of it is the fact that you know, from a very early age, I knew there was something wrong. And I guess you could say that I was a rebellious spirit, and I still am for the most part. I don't really walk other people's walks, and I don't... try to do anything other than what somebody else is doing. I've always tried to sort of find my own way. And as a result of that, it's got me in a lot of trouble, especially in the radio business, because there's a very uniform way that they want to do things. Corporate radio is very much like that. And the idea, obviously, is to simply, you know, be entertaining and do whatever it takes to get listeners and keep listeners. And that's fine and dandy. I understand that. Of course, the more listeners you have, and they have this different ways that they gauge that, it's antiquated and it's ridiculous in commercial radio. But nevertheless, they have stuck with it thus far, which is kind of bizarre to me. But nevertheless, we move on. What I'm saying is that to them, it's the listeners that are most important. And there's a lot of goading and sort of prodding to be more extravagant, be more shocking, be more, controversial. Well, and I've always done that just fine. And, you know, I've been sacrificed on the altar of political correctness many a time. That's why I'm such a big fan of free speech. But at the same time, I think that I pushed the limits a lot, mostly because I was unhappy. I was very unsatisfied with what I was doing. And I had, you know, great shows and whatnot. But, you know, it's at any given moment, I'd say, well, what's the point? You know, what is the point of all this? And... It kind of wears on you, and it kind of makes you almost rebel against the cage that you feel that you're in, and you start pushing the envelope a little further. And with somebody like Don Imus, you know, we talked about him, for example, and what he said and how they canned him for it. You know, he's probably like me in that regard, to say that when you do finally get fired, you're like, I got fired for that? All the crap that I've done in the past, and this is what you get me for? All right, whatever. You know, it's kind of the same thing. And maybe he was like that. Maybe he was like that in the way I described it, that it felt so hollow that you wanted to, you know, lash out. You wanted to fight against whatever you felt was holding you back. And sometimes it's the job, and sometimes it's the corporation that makes the whole thing happen. And sometimes it's you. You don't really know what's going on. And like I said, I kind of felt that there was something wrong with the world, and I didn't know how to fix it, and I didn't even know what the problems were. You know, I was asking the wrong questions. Anyway, so at some point, I remember when I started to be controversial because of the truth, and that to me was exciting. That to me felt fulfilling, where I could go ahead and bring stuff out and say, look, this is right here. This is real stuff, and here you go. You know, the same stuff people talk about in TV shows and movies and they read in Stephen King books and whatnot, or they like to watch or play in video games, all that stuff, where it's... You know, something a little bit different than the reality that we are given and fed every single day on a regular basis. So it was to try to get outside that. And then I said, well, this is the real reality. And that was a really important revelation for me. And it kind of set me down this path anyway. So still lots of controversy and whatnot. I was not fired from the station I was working at the time when I was doing mornings. I was just yanked off of it and put on an AM station. I went from an FM to an AM. It was fine with me. It doesn't matter to me. The truth is the important thing. The forum, you know, people will make do. But Anyway, I remember I had interviewed John Stadtmuller, and we had a great time on the air together, and he had said, hey, look, I'm putting together a network, and we have a spot in mornings, and I'd like you to do it. And I was blown away by that. It's a great opportunity. And when I first did it, I put a lot of thought into it about what I was going to do and how the show was going to be structured, because, at this point, we do have intros and outros for music, but it's all talk. And I've done, for the most part, a talk-based morning show for a long time, so it was not a big deal to me. However, it was a little bit different. And one of the things I was concerned about, I said, here I am in Northwest Arkansas, and I've lived all over the place, but the problems we have here are going to be different than the problems people have in other places. So, anyway, when I started doing the show here on Republic in mornings, I was pretty stunned to realize that it's not the case. The problems that you guys have in your neighborhoods are not really all that different than the problems we have in my neighborhood, and so on and so forth. Things are arriving at different times and certainly in different manners and for different reasons, but they're the same changes. And, that allowed me, talking to you guys, to a broader audience, to be able to expand my awareness of how big this thing is. This is simply not, crappy local government in my town, or in my state, or even in my country, for that matter. And I discovered that it wasn't just me. And I'd felt very welcomed, of course, with my previous listeners, certainly on just a local show, but it was very, very different for me to get to know you guys, and not just you guys in the nighttime listenership, but the morning listeners as well, and just all the people I've interacted with as a result of this RBN show. And for me, it was very comforting. You know what I mean? Because you're not the only one out there. I'm not the only one who maybe sees things a little differently or feels things a little differently or knows things a little differently. And we've all been in situations where, maybe you're visiting with a neighbor or a coworker or something like that, and they don't know what you know. And it makes you feel kind of weird. Weird, not like, hey, creepy priest wants me to sit on his lap weird, but weird insofar as to say, where do I go with this? Is this somebody that's going to be open to having their eyes opened, or are they very, very comfortable in their slumber? It's a weird feeling, and you got to kind of gauge that with a certain amount of decorum, I think. How far do you take stuff like that? But, I've been frustrated too. Because I'll tell you what, folks, 32 years old, there's not a lot of 30-year-olds or anybody around that who talk about these kinds of things. They're moderately aware of it, but there's a lot of distractions. And I'm not saying there aren't distractions as you get older as well, but for the most part, a lot of the younger crowd, they don't pay attention to these things. There's more important things to do. Look, there's beer to be drank. There's women to be chasing after, or whatever the case may be. So, for me, it was a very weird experience to sort of stumble across these things. And you guys out there, and all of RBN listener land, have made this stuff, for me, a lot more palatable. Because I know that I'm not the only one. Radio's a weird thing, man. I'm sitting here in my little cozy studio. Cozy is a nice way of saying small, with my microphone. And I've got a mixer board in front of me. I've got a little modem that allows me to connect to RBN. And certainly there's tape decks and CD players and emergency alert systems and various sort of monitors and whatnot. There's a television, cable, keep it on CNN with the sound off, coffee pot, a couple of computers, things like that. And a heck of a lot of news sitting here in front of me. But as far as me talking, it's like I'm not seeing your faces. I'm not knowing how many people are out there. So it's a weird thing. Radio. And I've spoken before many groups. It's fun. I enjoy it. It's also a different feeling. It's not like doing a show. It's a little bit more personal. But you guys have made this personal for me. You've made me feel welcome here on Republic Broadcasting for the last 3.5 years. I've loved every minute of it, and I've loved every conversation I've had with you guys and every tidbit that you've tossed into the mix. So anyway, that's kind of where I'm at. If you would like to participate in this very unusual sort of personal edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, give us a call. Tell us your story. What woke you up? How'd you take it? Things like that. 800-313-9443. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Very excited to have you with us. Keep in mind, we're doing a pledge drive here tonight, and of course, it's always really going on. But the snail mail address to contact Republic Broadcasting Network is RBN 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The 800 number to call into the show, of course, which you should know, is 800-313-9443. And you can weigh in with your thoughts. We have we're no guests tonight. It's just you guys and myself. The office number, which you can call, is 800-724-2719. And the website is republicbroadcasting.org. So let's go to the phones. As I mentioned, what I'd like to do tonight is just talk with you guys. If you're listening to this, this is probably not the first time you've ever heard this information. If it is, welcome. Welcome to the fight. Where you been? But the point is it is a giant fight. It's about the truth, and that's something we try to talk about quite a bit, pretty much all the time, really, here on this show and certainly on the network in general. And if you're listening to this, you know, and this is not new to you, then you've heard this and you've been awake for a while, in which case, share your stories with us. What woke you up? What was significant about it? Why do you listen? How do you listen? Where are you at? Things like that. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Toby in Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Nice to talk to you. Where did I wake up? I woke up, I think, in 1973, a long time ago. I don't know, when were you born?
75.
Okay, pre-you. But Richard Nixon actually talked today. You know, I've never had anything good to think about Richard Milhouse Nixon, but actually he pissed me off so much about everyday lying about the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
That's what woke me up.
Really?
Just realizing that our presidents lie.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you know he was lying? I mean, aside from the obvious stuff, obviously because I was not... Well, even when I was around at that age, I wasn't really too cognizant of the truth and whatnot. But I'd have to think that, you know, how much easier has it gotten since then to be able to dig up the research that prove these guys are liars?
Well, I think the proof is there. I mean, the facts are there, but, you know, it's a hard thing to get them in front of a forum that actually matters, you know? I mean, the truth is there, and that's what I like about you and the RBN, and, you know, it's about the truth, and it does matter, and most people don't care, so it doesn't matter to them. But
yeah,
it has always, for some reason, mattered to me. You know, I have a brain that kind of tries to put things together, and it always keeps coming up with tilt, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's what happens to me, so... For me, I just have to say, well, you know, it's getting to be a bigger and a smaller world all at the same time, and trying to stay sane, and, you know, but as far as, how did I first know, it's just from looking at him, you know, they're bold-faced lies right there in front on TV, so now once you see that, you realize they all lie. You look at them, and they're all lying, and so dismiss that and go on, and I, you know, I hadn't gone crazy. I hadn't killed anybody my whole life, you know. But I keep, and you know, compliments to you, kudos to you. I mean, you're a young man, and you make a lot of sense, and you're very articulate. And I think that RBN is lucky that you're with them.
Wow.
And I don't know what will come of that. The truth is lucky that you're a truth seeker too.
Wow, you're unduly kind, my friend. I really appreciate that. I think, you know, there's, as somebody that's, you know, not been in this their whole life, you know, to me, when I hear from people like you who have known this stuff for so long, I mean, I'm in awe of people like you.
Oh, no, don't give me any credit for that.
No, you know what? I have to.
I'm a complete learner constantly. I've learned more.
See? That's enviable. You've never stopped. You never said, you know what? I got it all figured out.
Oh, no.
See, that's awesome. That's great. And you didn't lose your mind. And I've seen so many people just get a glimpse of this stuff and just go running, screaming for the hills. I mean, there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, I've passed through the 80s watching, at one point being a Rush Limbaugh, kind of not quite Ditto Head, but wondering what the hell that Ditto Head stuff was all about, you know? And,
sure.
You know, and subscribing to it and pissing people off for talking about that, and then realizing that guy's a madman.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I don't know. We live in a crazy world. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to see and to hear so much and to realize that, you know, it is always evolving. I mean, there's never a point where you get to kind of sit back and say, yeah, I've got it all figured out, which is a good thing. I think that would be the incorrect way to operate, but... Gosh, it would be nice sometimes, you know, to say we've done our duty to the truth and, you know, we can retire.
Hey, Diogenes.
What's that?
You remember Diogenes, the guy that carried the lamp around looking for the truth? That was back in ancient Greece.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second, my friend. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome. Let's continue with our calls. Of course, 800-313-9443. Toby in Florida, you still there?
I'm here.
All right.
Don't want to take up too much of your time, although I'm happy to stay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm enjoying it.
You know, good. All right. Hey, what about that guy, the Earth Doesn't Move dude?
The one that was on last night?
I guess. I mean, I'm going through a kind of a weird... There's an automated kind of archiving test site that I go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when I go back to RBN, I'm not getting the shows as predictably. Anyway, yes, recent as I could get.
Okay.
Did you think, I mean, I only caught pieces of it while I was getting ready for work this morning, but now that is a thought for you. That's kind of thinking about truth, you know, going back and searching all the dimensions of truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is a tough cookie to go through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, but, you know, when you think about all the different ways we've been deceived, a simple, simple truth like that, which you'd think it would be simple. It's simple to say, well, surely we'd know if the Earth was moving. Well, not if everything else was. And I thought about it, and it's a difficult concept, but one I'm not you know, automatically adverse to. Hearing things like that for the first time, I'm always skeptical. But upon research, and again, perusing that website, there's a lot of research. It just makes me think, you know, it's amazing how something can just be talked about often enough that's a fact. You know, we're seeing that right now with global warming, for you know, a perfect example. Everybody's saying, oh, yes, obviously, you know, we have something. Look, the UN says they're 90% sure that human beings are the cause. Okay, well, who makes, you know, what are they qualified to do? You know, it's just asking the hard questions. And it seems to me that when something has you know, existed as long as the whole idea of the Earth is in orbit around the sun and so on and so forth, it's amazing to me that's become so accepted that it's not even questioned anymore. And of course, when you take it down that road, how much bigger is the question then? Because then you say, well, gosh, should we not question everything then? You know, why is everything? Why do we believe that this is a certain thing and that is a certain thing? It's simply because it has become ingrained into our consciousness throughout our entire lives and subsequent generations before us who passed down that information. And like I said, the beauty of children is the why question. You know, it's frustrating and it's irritating to hear a kid say why 1,000 times. But then you realize maybe you don't know. Maybe they keep asking the questions because they realize that certain things don't make sense.
Well, another way to look at that thing, the kid and the why, I mean, they're wide open at that moment, right? They're sitting there perplexed, a little bit inquisitive and perplexed. And they're seeing the situation, and they're trying to join the club of the people before them, the club of the accepted, get with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and be accepted. So they don't know that, but
yeah,
they're trying to understand the world and why, you know. But and then they get this from authority figure, their father, their mother, the school teacher, a peer. They get the answer, and some accept the answer, and they go on and they build. That becomes a building block and whatever, and that's kind of the way. And then, you know, the thing about the world, the Earth doesn't move, the same thing, you know, except for we go back to Copernicus, you know, and the guy was saying, and I believe it's possible. I'm like you, Frank. I'm like you. I'm thinking, this is interesting, and since I know that the lie, that I know that I have come to realize that I live in a culture of lies. Lies are all around us.
Yes.
You know, the truth is not what we're dealing with every day. We're dealing with a construct that is dependent upon thousands of lies.
Yes.
And everybody joining in and saying, yeah, the lie is it.
That's right. Well said.
Yeah. You know, and so that little kid, you know, they, you know, naively kind of like absorb, like a sponge would to a molecule of water, they soak up the lie.
Yeah.
And then they become part of the lie.
Yes.
And it's sad, but it's true.
It's very
true.
That
is part of the truth. And we live in this kind of three-dimensional, you know, kind of existence of all this weirdness, but yet somewhere there is the truth.
Mm.
You know, somewhere.
Yeah. I think that's brilliant. I really do. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that if you think of it in those terms, which I think you just said it very well, the kids do, you know, they ask all the questions and they're good about it. But at the same time, when a parent starts guiding their children, and again, maybe the parents and you know, hey, I put it on them to a certain degree. I was raised really well. I have phenomenal parents. And they never used the excuse of raising me to program me. They never said, this is how it is. You know, don't ask questions. I was taught to ask questions. I was taught to make mistakes and learn from them. I was guided into adulthood in the process of being raised. I was not forcibly, you know, put on a path that I didn't want to be on. I was allowed to find my own way, and I like that. And I think that's a good philosophy, because there is that something about that innocence that I think it allows you to ask the basic questions. A perfect example, ask a kid anytime a question. Say, hey, what do you think of this? They don't worry about, are they going to hurt your feelings? You know, if you just, you know, let's say you, it doesn't really apply to you, but, you know, let's say Let's say you're married, you got a wife, and you got a kid, and the wife puts on some clothes and says, does this make me look fat? The kid's going to be like, yes or no. They're going to say exactly what they think without being aware of the preconceived notions that set up the world that we live in about how to operate. Oh, it's not good manners to tell someone that. And you're like, but they asked me, and I'm giving them the truth. Well, you know, the truth is not always good. The truth is only good sometimes. Oh, okay. And you're right. They start becoming a part of that. One of the things that I've talked about a lot, and one of the things I'm a big fan of, is just thinking deep thoughts. You know, I like to spend a little bit of alone time. And I don't need to be doing anything special. I'm not saying alone time, you know, doing whatever. Just maybe just going and sitting outside and being quiet and just thinking deep thoughts. And there's a reason for that. Because when I first discovered this whole organization of the way the world is and all the different deceptions and how it's all layered in, like you said, you know, each lie is supporting the lie before it. It's like we're taught when we're kids. Well, if you lie, you're just going to have to keep on lying. Well, that's true. And the system is set up in that fashion, and we're discouraged from asking questions. But when I sat back and I started thinking, why do I think the way I think or like the things that I like? You know, what's my favorite food? And at what point did I start to enjoy that? And then you start to wonder, and it's like, well, if my favorite food is broccoli, you know, I used to be forced to eat that as a kid, and you know, whatever. You know, you think about those things. Or maybe your favorite color is blue because you dated a gal and her favorite color was blue and it reminds you of her.
You adopted it because
yeah,
of
exactly.
This
right
emotional
on.
Fuzziness that you get.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see, in order to ask those questions of ourselves, I think we get a true understanding of who we are and what we could be. And then we start to realize that like you said, we adopted various things for emotional reasons, perhaps, and we equate the emotion with them. But maybe we don't really like broccoli. Maybe it's just that you affiliate that with grandma forcing you to eat broccoli, or maybe you hate broccoli because grandma said to, but now you love it because grandma's not around. Who knows? But we have to think about those things. You know, parents who are racist raise kids who are racist, okay? And it's not because they're telling them, oh, you got to hate this kind of person. It's just because they've been around that environment where, you know, somebody of a different skin color or a different whatever.
It's the sins of the father.
Yeah, well, yeah, you feel the tension. You feel it in the parents, you know, talking about, oh, yeah, that guy's a real jerk. And then you say, oh, he's a jerk, but he's black, so all black people are jerks, you know? Who knows what goes on with the kids? But, you know, same thing with politics. You know, the Republican parents probably raise a Republican child because they say, I love my parents. My parents were always right. So maybe they know something I don't know. I'll just assume that they do, and I'll go with, you know, I'll start down this road. So you
My parents got one out of five to become a solid Republican. The rest of us kind of waver around mm-hmm. and wonder, you know.
Sure. And it's the same thing with religion as well. You know, you either have mostly two extremes. The child who follows their parents down that religious pathway, and then the child who rebels for various reasons, and who knows where they end up. But it's the same thing. And I've always looked at it this way. If I start a brand new political party, and I call it the, I don't know, I call it the...
How about the Still Earth Society?
There you go, the Still Earth Society. And I'm trying out there to raise money, and I want you to join, I want you to be a member. Well, what's the first question you're going to ask? You're going to say, hey, Frank, what do I get for my money? Where's my money go? What are your philosophies? What are your policies? How is this money being spent? And what are you trying to accomplish? All extraordinarily good questions. And yet, those same good questions, we don't ask about political parties. We don't ask about organized religions. We don't ask about other groups or clubs or fraternities or anything like that that we might want to join. And I think it's important that we do that. Stop, you know, following in footsteps. Stop blindly following the people who've gone before you because there's no guarantee that they've gone in the right direction for you or for them either.
Hey, sacred cows just may not be worth following.
Amen.
You know, I mean, they've created them all through history
mm-hmm.
and they've kept us all in line. And, you know, I guess the truth of the matter is we don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there could be chaos with the... I mean, how many people are there? Are there 3 billion people on Earth yet?
Oh, probably something like
that.
You
know, I mean, 3 billion people on Earth running around doing their own thing. You know, I have a story. Can I tell you a story?
Please.
Well, a couple of years ago here in Jacksonville, Florida, about 2 o'clock p.m. on a busy day, you know, like Wednesday, Thursday, I don't know, midweek, something happened. There was a fire, and we have our power authorities called JEA, Jacksonville Electric Authority. Mm-hmm. Well, something happened to one of their things, and about 98% of the power just shut off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody, no traffic lights, no air conditioning, no whatever goes off and the power goes off. And this was, you know, there was not a lot of generators. Anyway, the power went off in the city. And I thought to myself, you know, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be mad. But guess what? This was a big aha moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
The power grid went down, and rather than people acting crazy, they acted polite. Guess what? I mean, we live in a city of about 1 million people here.
Mm-hmm.
There was about 1 million people then, maybe, you know, I think it was, well over 1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The traffic worked better. There were no lights, no blinking lights, no red lights, no green
mm-hmm.
lights. But you know what? There was a flow.
Mm-hmm.
And people got with it right away. And there was nobody got shot. In fact, that was a noticeable thing. There was less killings and less crime on that day
mm-hmm.
than any other day in modern history in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I don't know what all that means, but it tells me that sometimes, there's always been that argument since I'm way before Rousseau and all that thing about whether man is basically mm-hmm. bad or basically good, you know. But at that day, in this civilized place, the power went down, and everybody kind of got new rules right away, and there wasn't people in the middle of the intersection crashing their cars and shaking their fists. People kind of, like, just understood, and
yeah.
they stopped, and they went. It was all very polite. It was amazing.
That is amazing. I love stories like that. That's such a validation for people. You know, and one of the things that I'll give you an example. I've always been a big fan of the Olympics. I love the idea of supporting my country and watching our athletes, our boys and girls, go out there and kick the pants out of everybody else on the whole planet. I love that without anybody dying. You know what I mean? This is
yeah.
great. So they get to go out there and stomp all these countries and prove superiority in various events. And obviously we're not always the best, but I certainly enjoy that. I enjoy that sense of pride in my country because it's hard to be proud of some of the things that we have done and a lot of things we are doing and so on and so forth. But when a situation like that comes up, and I'm with you, brother, big time, and I think a lot of people can remember this. When they had the big blackout in the Northeast U.S. and parts of Canada, they had the cameras out there, you know, all the news people, and they're like, oh, what's going to happen? And what was that, 2003? I think it was 2003. So fairly close to September 11th in terms of New York City, a potential terrorist attack, what's going on. And they had all the cameras out there. And I remember watching just thousands and thousands of people just walking. They just, you know, walking home. They couldn't take the subway or whatever. They're walking across bridges. And I remember the camera crews and the newscasters were just waiting for some horrific, you know, mob, you know, mentality sort of violent riot outbreak thing to happen. And there were people behind the cameras, you know, the newscasters sitting there, you know, with their microphone and the cameras panned right at their face. And in the background, you see people up there and they're waving with a smile on their face. Oh, I'm on TV. This is cool. Even though that whoever they know is probably at home sitting in the dark, not watching TV. They're just waving to say, hey, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, it's a change of scenery, and it doesn't inspire me to lose my freaking mind. And that was a great thing for me to see because I felt fairly confident at that point that September 11th was orchestrated. You know, obviously at that point there was a lot of information out there. And I knew that this whole thing, whatever it was, and I suspected it was a electromagnetic pulse weapon being tested on the U.S. citizens, to see what it would do in terms of can we use it in Iraq or whatnot.
They probably didn't like the result if that was the case.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Everybody got good.
That's right. People didn't freak out and lose their minds. And if you look at...
What about if the power grid and all the stuff that hums off, it actually drives people crazy?
You know, and there's something to that too, man. I agree with that. A perfect example. I went to one of the state parks here in Arkansas. We have a lot of wonderful state parks, absolutely beautiful. And we went down there for a camping trip, the family, and, you know, just spent a couple of days on this mountain. And, you know, at the state parks, they don't have a lot of the, you know, I don't even think they're allowed to have a lot of the air traffic and things like that. They don't have the power lines, nothing like that. And it just felt fantastic. I felt I wasn't sleeping a lot, and it certainly wasn't comfortable. It was about 20 degrees at night, so it's very, very cold. I don't know what I was thinking, but I do like being outdoors, and I felt wonderful. I felt very, very alive, very energized, and very happy, too. And I think there's something to that, that the people, and you look at like Rex 84, Readiness Exercise 1984, where they had planned to get ready for mass riots and different sort of race wars and things like that. And that's why they had the concentration camps. You know, they started looking at that and various executive orders to confiscate, you know, methods of travel and food and all that stuff. It's pretty interesting stuff. But, you know, when you look at that, and then you look at September 11th as well. And in the aftermath of September 11th, crime also went down in New York City. I think that day and maybe the next day there was nothing. And I don't think it was simply because every single person just said, you know, I don't really feel like robbing people today. I'd rather just watch TV. I think it was because there's a collective sort of humanity. And I think that for the most part, people who are just outright criminals and whatnot, and this is not for all of them, there are probably some legitimately evil people out there. I think we just get bored. We get bored with our lives and the way everything's
George
structured.
Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
legitimately evil.
Yes, they are.
Or maybe, are you going to give them a break here?
Yeah, we do.
Maybe we should give George
Oh, you mean Bush the president and vice president?
No, yeah, maybe we should give them a break. They're not legitimately evil. They're just kind of like temporarily evil.
You know what? I feel that they're used. They're being used and maybe don't realize it. But we have a break real quick here. Let me ask you to hang on. And maybe Manny can take care of that echo in my ear. Folks, stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whelan. Quickly, before we get back to calls, let me remind you that this hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things that make Arkansas the natural state. See it for yourself, folks, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. The website is www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Now, unlike other resorts and whatnot in Arkansas, everything I've ever experienced, they make you book like the whole weekend, you know, multiple days. Howard Creek does not do that. So maybe you're taking a trip across the country. Well, I would urge you to swing by and see the beauty of the natural state for yourself. And we certainly appreciate Howard Creek for making this hour possible and for helping us pay our bills, certainly at Republic Broadcasting, and allowing me to do this. And that is, of course, whatever this is, it's something I enjoy. I enjoy getting to know you guys, communicating with you, and just really having a really fun and I think, productive dialogue. Toby in Florida, welcome back. You know, we left off, I was just talking about September 11th. You know, that blew my mind on a number of levels, but the thing that impressed me the most was the way people responded. And I think that in the aftermath of September 11th, I think that really scared the crap out of the powers that be, because we didn't simply just all out start demanding, who did this? We need to go and bomb the crap out of them. I mean, inevitably that happened, but it was days and days later. But the first day, people that I talked to, a buddy of mine is a magazine editor in New York City, and he told me, you know, going down there, you know, taking the bus to work that day, and just, he said, you have no idea. He said, there's you know, body parts everywhere, and it's awful. And he talked about how he had tried to do this, and he had seen, you know, thousands and thousands of other people there who had come from all over, just volunteering. They just wanted to go and haul rubble out of there. They wanted to go and look for survivors. They wanted to help. People were donating things, you know, blankets in September and just anything they could, giving blood. It was great. And we saw, like, the various charities, of course, make a lot of money off people's generosity. But at the same time, I don't think that the human spirit, I don't think that our compassion has been jaded by the exploitation of terrorism, the exploitation of the government, the exploitation of the charities and the money-making opportunities. People still care. And when an opportunity to care comes up, we will rise up as a people, and we will do whatever it takes to right wrongs. And I'm confident of that. And a lot of people get frustrated, and they say, why haven't we had a revolution yet? It's just not the right time. That doesn't mean it won't ever happen. It just means people need the proper motivation. We all need to come together and see an issue as the biggest issue out there, and then it'll happen. So I'm very, very confident that when people say, oh, America is screwed up, yeah, you know, we are to a point, but I think, like I said, we're just distracted. When you get our attention, we're unified, and we're powerful. And that we got that going for us, I think. Your thoughts?
Maybe we are having a revolution right now. We don't. I mean, it's hard to see. Like, imagine the difference between the way we live our lives and the way, say, a tree grows. It's all a time thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm with you. I mean, thinking, I kind of would like to. I mean, I've been waiting on the. I mean, I was jumping off a roof, having tear gas fired at me at the Vietnam War. You know, back in '71. I mean, I was pitching a fit for peace back then. But, you know, things happen on God's timetable. Does God have a revolution? Does he? You think God believes in revolution?
I think he does. I think he's a revolution of the spirit.
You know, I've got a picture. I'm kind of a, not a real artist, but I'm a kind of a graphics guy. I doodle. Let me just put it that way. Mm. I mean, I'm making notes to myself all the time, and they're always. Are we having music?
Yeah. Another quick break. Time flies when you're having fun, and I am certainly having fun here tonight, folks. Please stay with us. We'll be back in only 90 seconds after this brief legal identification. And remember, of course, we're trying to raise awareness and raise funds here to keep the network going and keep the show on shortwave and keep the show on the air and the network itself, of course, as well. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona,